Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're in between games of the twin bill between the Guardians and the Twins in Cleveland. All Shane Bieber in game one as Cleveland wins it 5-1. They extend their lead over the Twins to six games. Matt Wallner, the Forest Lake native, hit a home run, his first Major League home run in the game. We'll have much more on that. And we'll find out at some point tonight, whether it's a pregame show or during the ballgame tonight, Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden, what Mike Hermann and the Twins had to give up to get that home run ball back from that Guardians fan. We'll learn that coming up a little bit later on. Right now, more college football. A light day in the MIAC involving MIAC schools today. One of those ball games had Augsburg on the road at Martin Luther today. Don Stoner joins us from Augsburg. Don, how you been?
Pretty good. The life of an SID, driving back from New Ulm. I hear the bat signal from Stevie T, and have to pull over in a rest area to give you the report.
Well, that is very generous of you, Don. I hope you didn't have big plans tonight and delay your trip home.
No, I'm a sports information director. I have no plans on football Saturdays.
Yeah, fair enough. Augies get a win?
Yeah, big win for Augsburg on the road down in New Ulm at Martin Luther College, 45-7. And kind of an odd win if you look at just the total numbers. Martin Luther runs 76 plays and holds the ball for 35 minutes. Augsburg runs just 49 plays, total offense, in 24 minutes. But yet the Augies come out with the win. Big win down at New Ulm, scoring the first 45 points of the game, not allowing Martin Luther score until the final 5 minutes of play. Augies outgained the Knights 351-207, but the big story of the game is defense for Augsburg. Three touchdowns coming on scoop and scores, where they forced a fumble and then put it home with a fumble return for a TD. Two of those coming in the first quarter. Michael Harris getting a 25-yard fumble return, and Yariel Lopez Barrera scoring the first of his two fumble return touchdowns, 73 yards in the first quarter, 29 yards in the third quarter. Two of those forced fumbles were by Hamza Kahin, the sophomore out of Edina, who had just a tremendous defensive game. The entire defense had a tremendous game for Augsburg, really shut down Martin Luther's offense and put Augsburg in good position to put some points on the board. Cade Sheehan, the quarterback for the Augies, a sophomore, 14 of 22 passing for 236 yards and a touchdown. Tyrone Wilson, tight end, caught his first career touchdown pass, a 50-yarder in the first quarter. Dominic Smith, the preseason All-American wideout, four catches for 43 yards. Braden Treader, four catches for 98 yards. Isaiah Thompson, running back, scored a 33-yard touchdown in the second quarter. He had six carries for 47 yards. DJ Monroe also with a rushing touchdown. And on defense, Justin Twerberg, the linebacker, was everywhere. 10 tackles on the day. Tremone Nevels with an interception, so the Augies forced four turnovers and turned each of them into scores. Three directly on fumble returns for touchdowns, and then one causing another drive to score a TD. For Martin Luther, Reese Recker scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter, a three-yarder. He had 21 carries for 59 yards, and Carson Osterich had 21 carries for 86 yards. Augies now 2-0 on the season, have had their bye week already, and next week take on St. Scholastica in the home opener at Edor Nelson Field.
All right, Don, very good. Safe travels and thanks.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Don Stoner from Augsburg. Augsburg a winner on the road at Martin Luther, 45-7. Abbreviated schedule today, Carlton beat Minnesota Morris, 41-7, down in Northfield. UW Stout wins at Gustavus, 28-25, late touchdown, pulls it out for Stout. And it was St. Scholastica winning at Crown today, 63-14. St. John's, Bethel, Hamlin, McAllister, and Concordia idle today. Over in the WIAC, it was Whitewater beating Berry of Georgia, down in Georgia, 17-3. We already had Stout's win at Gustavus. Hardin-Simmons of Texas wins at Platteville, 41-rip. UW Oshkosh wins at Millsaps, Mississippi, 41-17. Wonder if they brought drinking water down there. Just a sad situation. I think they've said now that the drinking water is okay in Jackson. Tonight, Northwestern over UW or at UW River Falls, 6 o'clock start, and Simpson of Iowa at UW Stevens Point. One other one, lacrosse. At Wayne State of Michigan tonight. And then over in the Northern Sun, all four early games are in the books. Bemidji State holds off Winona 34-24. It was Southwest Minnesota State winning at Mary 31-28. Augustana on the road at MSU Moorhead wins at 31-7. The Vikings are 3-0. And Wayne State wins at Minot State 41-10. Under the lights tonight, Upper Iowa at UMD, Minnesota State at Northern State in Aberdeen, and the University of Sioux Falls visits Concordia St. Paul. That game will start at 6:30. And real quickly, let's jump over to the Big Ten. Minnesota rolling over Colorado, 48-0. That game early in the fourth quarter. Mo Ibrahim out of the game, 23 carries, 202 yards, 3 touchdowns. Tanner Morgan, 11 of 16, 157 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Golden Gophers in another route. They'll move to 3-0. Penn State leading at Auburn, 24-6. Wisconsin all over New Mexico State in Madison, midway through the third, 49-0. Tonight, Toledo at number 3, Ohio State. Number 11, Michigan State, visiting Seattle to take on Washington. Iowa hosting Nevada at 6:30. I have a feeling Mark Fry in the newsroom will have his eyes on that one. It is on BTN tonight. SMU visits Maryland. Finals now in the Big Ten. Number 4, Michigan beat UConn 59-0 in the Big House. Number 6, Oklahoma wins at Nebraska 49-14. Looks like another long year for the Huskers as they try and figure out the next step. Southern Illinois wins at Northwestern 31-24. Syracuse beats Purdue 32-29 at the Carrier Dome. Indiana on a family weekend beat Western Kentucky 33-0 in overtime. And Rutgers, the winner at Temple, 16-14. So you're up to date on some of the college football scores. When we come back, Twins highlights, there was a couple earlier in the day as they lose to Cleveland and Shane Bieber 5-1. And then we'll count you down to the pregame show at 5:30. Gino will get you started, turn it over to Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden. Game 2 of the day-night doubleheader, Twins and Guardians on the way here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Twins and Guardians, Game 2 of the day coming up, pregame 5:30. Mark Janoski, will Gino have the scoop? What did they give up to get Matt Wallner's first Major League home run? If not, I'm sure Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden will have the scoop tonight. Really, the highlight for the Twins in an otherwise tough afternoon, Shane Bieber dominated, and Cleveland wins at 5-1, and Cleveland has a 6-game lead now in the division. And let's get back to the home run. Chris Atterbury on the call. Yeah, and a little trouble with that audio. Well, live radio, that's kind of the way it goes. Let's give it one more try. Wallner's home run today in Cleveland.
Here. Deep center field, right center field, and the park will not hold it. Home run, Matt Wallner. Dan Gladden said he liked his home run trot, and it's on display in his first big league game. Matt Wallner crushes one towards the bullpens in right center, and it's 5-1 Cleveland on the first of what we hope will be many Minnesota round trippers for Forest Lakes' Matt Wallner.
Yeah, how about that? And then the bargaining began. What did they ultimately give up to get that home run ball back? Wallner joked that he did get the ball, but that they may have had to give up quite a bit to get it.
I think we're in the process of... okay, there we go. We had to sell the Capitol building to get it.
So. So there you go. Great moment for Wallner. Otherwise, Shane Bieber in command. Here's the numbers for Bieber as he moved to 11-8. 8 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Struck out 6. Didn't walk anybody. Gave up the Wallner home run. His ERA now 2.83 this season. Louis Varland, not so fortunate. The twin starter. 5 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs. All of those earned. Struck out 3. Walked 2. And did give up a home run in the ballgame. So the Twins quickly turn the page, get ready for game 2 of that day-night doubleheader in Cleveland. And it'll be Josh Winder on the mound for the Minnesota Twins. And we'll have a sneak peek at the Twins lineup in a little bit before we turn it over to Gino. Meanwhile, Connor Pilkington, a left-hander, will get the start for the Cleveland Guardians as they try and extend their lead even further with a win tonight. Once again, after today's 5-1 victory, they have a 6-game lead over the Twins. Right now in the American League Central, it's Cleveland by 4.5 over Chicago. Minnesota playing .500 ball at 72-72 and are 6 games back. Quick check of the scoreboard in the big leagues on this Saturday afternoon. There are some games in progress. First, let's look at some of the finals. We already talked Guardians beating the Twins 5-1. It was St. Louis beating Cincinnati 5-1, the final in that ball game. And Albert Pujols hit number 698 in that game. Colorado beat the Cubs 3-1, and it was Toronto beating Baltimore 6-3. In progress on this Saturday afternoon, it's the Nationals leading the Marlins in D.C. 5-3. Kansas City all over Boston at Fenway 8-0, top of the eighth. Just underway, Texas and Tampa Bay. In the second, Chicago at Detroit. They are scoreless. All the other action under the lights tonight, including Winder against Pilkington tonight in Cleveland, the Twins and the Guardians. And as we mentioned, let's get a look at how the Twins are going to go in the ballgame tonight behind Winder in the field and what that batting order will look like for the Minnesota Twins tonight. Once again, Josh Winder 4-4, his ERA 3.83. Meanwhile, Connor Pilkington 1-2, his ERA 4.30. So limited decisions for both of these youngsters here in the 2022 campaign. Jose Miranda will lead off and be at first base. Carlos Correa will DH in game 2. Gio Urshela will bat third and be at third base. Gary Sanchez will be in the cleanup spot, and he'll catch tonight for the Minnesota Twins. Batting 5 in center field, Gilberto Celestino. Batting 6 at second base, Nick Gordon. Batting 7th at shortstop, Jermaine Palacios. Batting 8th in right field, Matt Wallner. And batting 9th, the left fielder, Billy Hamilton. So the Twins go this way tonight. Miranda, Correa, Urshela, Sanchez, Celestino, Gordon, Palacios, Wallner, and Hamilton behind Josh Winder in the ballgame tonight in Cleveland. And the math, pretty simple. For the Twins now, they got to win tonight, flat out, and they probably need to win on Sunday and again on Monday. So when they leave Cleveland, they would be 3 games back in the division. Really, any other scenario spells doom. The Twins already up against it as the game's rapidly winding down in the 2022 campaign. Cleveland, they've won 7 straight against the Twins, and the Twins right now struggling on the road, 4-18. since the All-Star break. And once again, just not a lot of time left for the home nine. After the series with Cleveland, 3 in Kansas City, then they come home. Fan Appreciation Weekend with the Angels in town next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Day off on Monday the 26th, then Chicago in town to close out the home portion of the schedule, and then they'll hit the road on the final day of September in Detroit. And then here's the lay of the land in October. They finish out the series with the Tigers, and they close it out on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Chicago with the White Sox. So the Twins in desperation mode, trying to find a way to win a ball game and gain ground on the Cleveland Indians. Big thanks all the way around on this Saturday afternoon. Steve Kearney took us outdoors. We had a number of game reports on an abbreviated college football final on this Saturday afternoon. Quick check of the scores while we have a moment. Let's just jump back to what Minnesota's doing over at the U this afternoon, blowing out Colorado 49-0 in the fourth quarter. Once again, Minnesota leading Colorado 49-0. Wisconsin leading New Mexico State late in the third, 56-0. Iowa home to Nevada tonight among regional teams in the Big Ten. An abbreviated schedule in the MIAC. St. Scholastica won at Crown. Stout won at Gustavus. Augsburg a winner at Martin Luther. And Carleton handled Minnesota Morris in Northfield today. Big thanks to Kerry Klatt, our producer, Mark Fry in the newsroom. I'm Steve Thompson. Enjoy your Saturday night. It'll be the Twins and the Guardians, game two of that day-night doubleheader, right here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.